Lightning 100. That's Kurt Vile rolling with the flow. And as promised, Walk the Moon is here in the studio down with us at
here.
The farm.
Hello.
How's it going, you guys?
This is us.
Hello.
We are here.
You guys just performed the hay bale sessions in there. How'd that go?
Went great.
It was air conditioned.
Oh, isn't that nice? Every opportunity for air conditioning at the farm is always appreciated. Yeah. So you were just saying that you've been down here for most of Rue. You were part of the Super Jam, right?
That's right. Yeah.
How'd
yeah.
that go?
It was incredible. It was hosted by Grizz.
Yeah.
And you know the theme was greatest of all time, and I didn't realize they were covering every genre they could possibly think of.
Yeah.
You know everything from they played a song. They did some Nipsey Hussle, and then we did some Prince and. I got to sing Under Pressure, got to sing the Freddie Mercury parts, so that was, you know, huge joy for me.
Awesome, and the rest of you guys showed up today ready to play, let's see, the Witch stage at 5:15. What do you guys bring to a Bonnaroo set that's different than any other night?
In a way, nothing.
Like,
you know, it's our I feel like it's our charge as Knights of Walk the Moon to just play our I can't say the word, play our hearts out every, you know, every
nice
show,
save.
You know, regardless, and just do our thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the great things about a festival like Bonnaroo. It's like you walk around and you get to sample all these different artists. So in a sense, we're just going to do our thing.
Awesome.
But I think there's an energy here that, you know, that we play off of every night's a little different. So
yeah.
Bonnaroo energy is going to feed into something special.
I think it's clear that next year, the next time we play Bonnaroo, we will be bringing cold packs.
Yeah.
That are frozen.
Yeah.
And just throwing them out into the
audience. Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah. Or maybe free air conditioners.
Yeah, they would definitely appreciate that. So I was seeing that you guys were reminiscing on the first Bonnaroo experience and all the travel issues that you guys had to deal with that day. How's this been? A little smoother transition into this Bonnaroo.
Yeah,
this
we don't have. We're not rushing off to play a friend's wedding. After the show.
Gotcha.
In our Bonnaroo, our Tennessee mud and you know, denim shirts.
That's awesome.
My favorite part of that original Bonnaroo experience was sharing a bunk in some random person's camper van with Sean. So I'm sad to see that go.
Yeah, that camper was also rocking when we were sharing that bunk.
Oh!
And it was not us.
No.
Unfortunately.
I have witnessed a rocking car or two before at Bonnaroo. Also, while cruising around on your Instagram, I saw this 7 and 7. I don't really know what that is. What is 7 and 7, you
Great.
Guys?
Eli, you want to talk about 7 and 7?
Sure. Okay, so when we were putting out our first record, the self-titled Walk the Moon record, Vivo hit us up like a week before, and they were like, hey, we would love to debut your record via videos.
Yeah.
Do you want to do some lyric videos? And we were like, nah, that's boring. We're going to spend the next week filming music videos for every song on the record. And so we filmed 7 videos in 7 days.
Oh, okay.
And without a crew, it was just... without a crew beyond who we were touring with. So it was the four of us, our tour manager, and our sound guy.
Nice.
Like editing the videos in the van between stops. And that was how we ended up debuting a lot of the material for LP1 was through these kind of quirky, weird, self-made videos.
Yeah.
And so the record... that first record came out next Wednesday 7 years ago, so we're doing a little bit of a retrospective.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's awesome. Well, it looked like a bunch of fun from all the videos that I was able to catch up on, and I mean, I guess we got to let you guys get going, though, because you got to get on the Witch stage at 5:15. Thank you guys from Walk the Moon for coming
Thank
in
you.
And chatting
Thank
with
you.
Us. And we were reminiscing earlier about when you played our block party. I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago, I think. But thanks again for that. And you guys have an awesome time on the Witch stage today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. We got J.S. Sundara right now saying goodbye on Lightning 100.